Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Dr. John talking to you live from Pearl River, Louisiana. And again, we want to talk about your testimony today, your Christian testimony, and the three parts to your testimony. They basically are how you were before you were saved, or your life before you got saved, then your salvation experience, and then thirdly, after you were saved, your life after. And we want to stress mainly in your testimony your salvation experience, that period of time when you surrendered to Christ, and you know that Christ came into your life, you're forgiven for your sin, and you started a new life. Now, for that information, let's go to Acts 26, and we can look at the verses in Acts 26, and they're broken down. Well, Paul's testimony is broken down into three parts, and part one was his life before he was saved, and that took up 10 verses. So however old he was when he got saved, say he was in his 40s, that period of time was condensed into 10 verses in Acts 26. Then his salvation experience is from Acts 26, verse 13 through 18. So that's 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. He takes 8 verses to explain his salvation experience, which took less than a few minutes, or a few minutes. So he really goes into detail about his salvation experience. And then the rest of the chapter explains, or he shares his life after he was saved. So that was, let's say, verses 19 to 29. He talks about his life after he was saved and his ministry and the things that he experienced after. So we can see that Paul really focuses on his salvation experience. And that's what we should do also, is focus on that salvation experience and take time to, in detail, explain that salvation experience so that people can relate to it, or they see that they have never been saved. They maybe they have some religious experience, that they were baptized, or they have some religious ceremony that's part of their religion, but there was no surrender of themselves and faith and acknowledgement as Jesus Christ as their Savior, Lord and Savior. So that's what has to be brought out in the salvation experience, in your testimony, to make sure that whoever you're talking to or whomever, there is a distinction and a confirmation of that experience. Now, while you're speaking and you're in the power of the Holy Spirit during this period of time, there's also the Holy Spirit is in the person that you're talking to or persons that you're talking to. He's working in their life to confirm what you're saying to them, that it's the truth, that this is a fact. As a matter of fact, like we talked about last time, testimony means the fact of a certain event. And so that's what we're talking about here, is the three parts of your testimony. Now, when you give your testimony, don't elaborate on your past. Just explain a couple of things that assured you that you were a sinner, assured you that you needed Christ, you might bring out what brought you up to the point of surrendering and your salvation experience. But you can leave out a lot of sinful experiences in your life. You can leave those out because we're all sinners. But if you think you need to, the Holy Spirit leads you to bring out a certain experience in your life, a sinful experience, it might be because the person that you're talking to needs to hear that to relate to you. So other than that, make it short, because your salvation, your whole testimony shouldn't be over 3 to 4 minutes, because people get tired of hearing somebody talk about themselves, especially if they're not included in this conversation. That's just human nature. I worked with a woman not too long ago, and all she talked about was her kid and the drama in her life and all of that. It got to be, I didn't want to listen to her. I didn't want to talk to her, because it's on and on and on. So that's what I'm talking about. When you give your testimony, make it short, 3 to 4 minutes, because that's all the time you've got to influence this person. And again, don't talk about the past too much. Just what the Holy Spirit might bring out in your mind, your heart, to communicate to this person so you can relate to this person. But that's it. Spend most of your time in detail explaining, surrendering, praying, acknowledging God and Jesus Christ, and surrendering to him for the salvation of your soul, because you're a sinner and you know that Jesus Christ paid the price for your sin on Calvary, and that through him you have a new life because of his resurrection. And you believe that with your heart. It says in Romans, it says that thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So that's why it's so important to do that. Then talk about what happened after. How did the Holy Spirit lead you and protect you from falling back into sin and living a sinful life? And what I mean by falling back in sin, I mean living a life that, well, where the Holy Spirit convicts you, and where the Holy Spirit and your conscience convicts you. And maybe your conscience won't convict you, but the Holy Spirit does. And I've had many experiences of that since I was saved. I've committed worse sins than I did before I was saved. I'm not bragging about it, but it's the truth. So you can explain those. How the Lord led you to a certain church, how he led you once you went to church, he led you to be baptized. It's a profession of our faith. It's a public profession of our faith. I've baptized people in a river. I've baptized people in a little swimming pool. I baptized people in swimming pools, rivers, and baptisms. So you can go into your ministry or your personal life with the Lord. I remember that I really got interested in reading the scriptures. How that came alive in my interest in the scriptures after I got saved. And again, my salvation was not so dramatic as Paul's was. Now I tell you one thing, that when I surrendered to the Lord from being backslidden, and God led me into a more exciting ministry or life, he led me into surrendering to the ministry, put it that way, from being a Christian and a lukewarm Christian into surrendering into the ministry was another event, very, very memorable in my life. So Those are the three parts of a testimony. Before you were saved, excuse me, and as we see in Acts 26, Paul goes and he generally talks about his past and how he was before he was saved, and he summarizes about 40 years of his life in 8 verses. Then, or 10 verses. Then another 8 verses, he goes and explaining a few minutes of his life so that in detail he explains his salvation experience. Then another 10 verses, he explains 20 years of his life in ministry and in a general way. So that should be condensed into 3 minutes, because that's all you're going to have to keep these people's attention. So I hope that helps you. Again, I want to reach out to anyone that would like to share their testimony on this program to contact me by WSM, Whitestone Ministry, Whitestone Ministry 217, but it's not written out Whitestone, it's WSM7@gmail.com. You can contact me through Blog Talk Radio or Facebook. I'm trying to set up Facebook. And so please contact me so that you too can share your testimony to help others and to help whoever, and invite people to listen to your testimony. So God bless you, and I pray God gives you an opportunity to share your salvation experience with at least one person.